Monday, February 15, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon Durehove. Making headlines today. India's Bharti Airtel has launched its third attempt to gain a foothold in Africa. It has entered into exclusive $10.7 billion talks to buy most of Kuwaiti telecom Zain's cellular assets in a continent that offers the last opportunity for major subscriber growth. Bharti, controlled by billionaire chairperson Sunil Mittal, says that its agreement for exclusive negotiations with Zain lasts until March 25. The potential deal excludes the Kuwaiti firm's Morocco and Sudan operations. It says any deal is subject to due diligence and requires regulatory approvals. Bharti's move comes after two failed attempts to agree on a possible $24 billion deal with South Africa's MTN Group. The World Bank will lend Tunisia $280 million in 2010 to help the North African country promote growth and increase job opportunities, the TAP state-run news agency has reported. The bank will make the loan under its country partnership strategy with Tunisia. Tunisia's unemployment rate is 14.7%, according to official figures, and its gross domestic product growth last year was 3%, down from 4.8% in 2008. The country of 10 million people relies on tourism and exporting manufactured goods and services, mostly to the European Union. The World Bank's total lending value to Tunisia stood at $335 million in 2009, according to the bank's figures. Also making headlines, South Africa's satellite company, Sunspace and Information Systems, will sell equity to the state by mid-year. The South African government sets a three-year target of having 10% of the country's electricity supply arising from independent power producers. South Africa's Trade and Industry Minister, Dr. Rob Davies, will unveil the expanded industrial policy plan this week. And state-owned freight logistics group Transnet expects to tap its recently established $2 billion global medium-term note program within the next 6 months. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.